Good morning. I don't know about yourself, but I was a bit disappointed when I woke up yesterday morning. I expected a huge snowfall, which I was anxiously waiting to see. But never mind, we are safe. That's the most important thing. And our 40 hours of Eucharistic devotion went on as usual, due to the generous help of some of our parishioners who stayed overnight keeping vigil to the Lord in the Eucharist. And we concluded in the morning at 7 with the benediction. So it went perfectly well, and the Lord was watching over us and guarding us through the snowstorm. Thanks be to God. I'm glad we are here, in spite of the cold weather. It's warm in here, as Deacon said. Yeah. Today we are celebrating the feast of the Epiphany. Epiphany means manifestation. Manifestation of the child Jesus to the Gentile world. Jesus manifested himself at the birth, first to the shepherds, to the Jewish community. And then comes the Magi from the East, to whom he reveals himself as the child God, the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. These Magi, according to the scripture scholars, we are not sure if they were kings or not. Although tradition calls them as three kings, which is okay. They are wise men from the East. That's what the scripture scholars say. So-called astrologers who were studying the stars, and they saw a wonderful star in the East. And they wanted to follow that star. That star led them to Bethlehem, the place where the child Jesus was born. And when they saw the child, they prostrated themselves, worshipped him, and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, representing the kingship of the Lord and his humanity and his death and resurrection. The incense which we offer at the time of death, which leads to eternal life, resurrection. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom they prostrated and worshipped. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, in his latest book, The Infancy Narratives, he calls the three wise men as seekers of the truth. They are seekers of the truth. And what is the truth? Jesus told Pilate, when he was brought before him for the trial, before his crucifixion, he said, "I came to bear witness to the truth." And Pilate asked, "What is the truth?" And Jesus said nothing to him explicitly. He just kept quiet. He wanted Pilate to see the truth for himself. It is rather than what is the truth, it is who is the truth. Jesus had already taught his disciples during his public ministry, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Yes, that is the truth. He is the Savior of the world. He's being revealed to the whole world today at the Epiphany. The truth. And truth shall set you free. Whoever comes to know the truth of Jesus Christ will be saved. He is the truth. And this is the revelation that is happening in the manifestation of Jesus at Epiphany to the Magi, to the three kings. They came, recognized him, worshipped him, and went back and proclaimed the truth they experienced by their lives to the whole world. You and I, we are today, after 2,000 years of this manifestation of the child Jesus, the truth of the world, the light of the world. You and I, we are called to continue to discover Jesus, to seek after the truth as the Magi did. Discover him in our lives and share and proclaim that truth to the world today. That in Jesus and through Jesus, we have salvation. We have eternal life. This is the truth that he came to proclaim. We are called to be the Magi of today. Go in search of him and discover him and share him with our brothers and sisters. Jesus, the feast of the three kings, or Epiphany, is the celebration of Jesus as the light of the world, as today's scriptures tell us. Prophet Isaiah says in today's first reading, "Rejoice, O you Jerusalem, your light has come. You who walk in darkness of sin, oppression, slavery, sinfulness, and oppression by the ruling authorities, you are going to be freed today. The light has come to remove that darkness of sin from among you and to lead you to salvation, to new life. You will be joined by Gentile community coming in procession, bringing their gifts of gold and frankincense. You will see the light of God shining upon you." This prophecy of Prophet Isaiah is being fulfilled today in our hearing at the time of the visitation by the Magi from the east, to whom Jesus revealed that he is also their savior. He is not only the savior of the Jewish community, but of the whole world. And St. Paul confirms it in today's second reading. He says, "In the fullness of time, the Lord revealed himself, God revealed himself in his Son, Jesus Christ, who is born to this world, and to which all people are called to share that inheritance of the kingdom." Not only the Jewish community, but the Gentile nations also are co-sharers in the salvation and the kingdom that Jesus came to offer us. Isn't that true? Today, through the apostles and the future disciples of Christ, the good news of the Lord has reached all four corners of the earth. There are no nations on earth who have not heard about Jesus today. Even though there are many people who have yet to recognize him and to accept him as the Savior. And that's why we have work to do. We have a lot of responsibilities to make him known continually and proclaim his message to today's world everywhere. You see, look at our community here. We are coming here because of our faith, the star that has led us from all the four corners of the earth. What a diverse community we have here. Look at our own community. We are from everywhere. From the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, from the Himalayas. We are all here as one community. This is what Jesus proclaimed. Everyone shall share in his salvation. The light shall shine upon the whole world of all the earth. He came for the Jews as well as for the Gentiles, for all the whole human beings. This is the mission of the church today, to bring all people together as one in Jesus Christ, who came to save us all by his suffering, death, and resurrection. The Lord is in our midst, and he sets us on a mission today. Our mission is to be seekers of the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, which is Jesus Christ, and make him known to others in our society today. We are coming here as one community in faith. We are brought here as ordinary citizens, ordinary people from everywhere. When we come to the Sunday worship, everything looks ordinary. Look, we are just ordinary people, and most of them, we know each other. We know one another. You see the priest, an ordinary priest, yes. The same priest who comes after every Sunday, whom you can hardly understand. We have this, the choir, they look ordinary, but they are special, right? The deacons, yes, the same deacons, the same readers, they are all ordinary. But there is something special happening here. When the priest takes the bread and wine and elevates it and consecrates it, what happens here is something supernatural, beyond the appearance of the ordinary. Something supernatural happens here. The appearance of the bread and wine, they turn into the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who comes alive to us here and now at the moment of the Eucharist. Isn't that the manifestation of the Lord? That is Epiphany. The mystery of God is being revealed to us. This is happening. And when we receive the Holy Communion, we are receiving that child Jesus who was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, in the manger, who is being reborn again and again in our midst through the sacrament of the Eucharist. It's Him we discover here. He is the truth, the way, the life. Now, our discovery does not end here in the celebration. It calls us to go forth and continue to rediscover Him in the people whom we encounter. Our Lord appears, and He is present in all the people whom we meet, wherever we go and whatever we do. He is present with them, especially the poor, the suffering, the abandoned, the exiles, people who have no one to care for. We are called to recognize Him in those people and serve them and share with them the love of Jesus Christ. The Epiphany is a call for us to go forth and manifest the love of Jesus by our lives. Amen.